It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now.
Well, thank you, Tom Dooley, and good Wednesday, everybody. This is the seventh day of January 2015. I want to say Happy New Year. I want to tell you that we're praying for the next hour. This is the hour of power, and my spiritual grandson Leland wrote that song for me in the broadcast, and he says we're going to see a change. Revival is coming. Dr. Eddie Hyatt was on the broadcast yesterday proclaiming the same thing. Revival coming to America. I believe in some places it's already begun. And I am looking forward to the day where I will spend hours a day receiving reports from all over America, different parts of the world, where incredible things are happening in cities all across this nation. This broadcast is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, and I thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network today. We're going to pray together, and I'm going to pray for you. And so here we go. Father, we just pray the will of God be done on this Wednesday here on BPN Radio. The will of God be done. We come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we come into your presence praying this morning as you taught us to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God be done in each of our lives today. So I just want to say that God has a wonderful plan for your life. I was so encouraged. I was so encouraged today when I received these revised faith declarations from my spiritual son, Jim Wege, who is a businessman in Kansas City. And he said, I revised these a bit for this new decade I'm starting. He said, my second decade without my dad. I need to make this a good decade. I'm years, 10 years from now, he said, I'll be an old man. But that's not really true. He's a young guy. You'll see, he said, I'm going to be declaring these every day. And so he listens to the broadcast. He sent me his faith declarations. And maybe he's a businessman. We're going to give these faith declarations. Then we're going to pray for all you business men and women out there. And we're going to be praying for some other things today. But if you are ready, we will make some faith declarations. Somebody say, today's a good day. Today is a blessed day. Now I'm giving Jim's faith declarations, what he's making every day, and so we're just going to say these along with Jim Wege today from Kansas City. Here we go. Let's do it one more time. Today's a good day. Today is a blessed day. Today is a happy day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God didn't bring me this far to let me down. God didn't bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. What God started in my life, he will finish. Today's a great day, beautiful day, peaceful day. I have choices to make today. I can doubt, I can believe. I choose to believe. I can be sad. I can be mad. I can worry. Or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy. God wants to be good to me today. God has surprises in store for my future today. God is preparing godly husbands for my daughters today. I'm blessed today. I'm blessed when I rise up and blessed when I lie down. I'm blessed going in and blessed coming out. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. I'm blessed wherever I go. My family is blessed today. My finances are blessed today. My health is blessed today. My businesses are blessed today. My McDonald's stores are blessed today. My stubby car and dog wash is blessed today. It's a wise decision. My investments are blessed today. God is bringing me out of debt today. The seed I've sown is blessed today. I'm blessed to be a blessing. I am a blessing. Today's a glorious day. Prosperous day. Fantastic day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can buy what God says I can buy. I can sell what God says I can sell. I can give what God says I can give. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can write what God says I can write. I can record what God says I can record. I can produce what God says I can produce. I can operate what God says I can operate. I can pay off what God says I can pay off. I can live where God says I can live. I can fly where God says I can fly. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. The blood of Jesus is protecting my family today. The blood of Jesus is over my finances today. The blood of Jesus is over my businesses today. The blood of Jesus is over my investments today. The blood of Jesus is over my health today. Today's a new day, an awesome day, a restoration day. God is setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord today. New season, a due season, new health, new wealth, new prosperity, new restoration, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, our home paid off, new businesses paid off, old businesses paid off, new dreams, new visions, new beginning, new employees, new leadership, new customers, new opportunities, new business, new clients, new increases, new God ideas, new revelation, new favor, new faith, new strength, new energy, new friends, new relationships, new songs, new melodies, new recordings, new resources, new cash flow, new Joseph anointing. Today's a happy day, a fearless day, a delivering day. God is delivering me today, delivering me from fear, worry, and fretting. Delivering me from all anxiety. Delivering me from inordinate relationships. God is directing my steps. Bringing the right people along my path today. God is increasing my faith today. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my marriage. All is well in my children. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well with my businesses. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my church. All is well in my neighborhood. All is well in my city. All is well in my nation. All is well. Today's a good day. A highly favored day. Blessed day. Beautiful day. Safe day, healthy day, wonderful day, victorious day, a God day. TGIW. Thank God it's Wednesday. Well, praise God. I say praise God, and that is some faith declarations from one of my spiritual sons, a businessman in Kansas City by the name of Jim Wagey. And if you'd like to have a copy of that, you can just write us here at letsprayamerica@gmail.com. letsprayamerica@gmail.com. And if you want to write me an encouraging letter telling me how you're enjoying me broadcasting here on BPN Radio, you can just send me a note. And I'll send you those faith declarations. I'll forward them to you. letsprayamerica@gmail.com. Father, we pray for all business people today out there, those men and women that are committed to doing business for you in the marketplace. I ask, God, that you prosper them and bless them. And as they begin a new year, I pray, Lord, that you would give them God ideas and revelation, knowledge and increase. I pray, Lord, that they will open their hands to receive, because there's a transfer from the hands of the unrighteous to the hands of the righteous. I just speak a blessing on all these people, these men and women of the marketplace. I pray for men and women today that desire to be in business. They have a call, but they don't know how to get started. Maybe they started and fell down. Maybe they've gone upside down, belly up. I declare that the righteous may fall down seven times, but the righteous will get up again. So I declare you're going to get up again, start again, even if you've gone bankrupt. Whatever's happened to you in business, if it's in your heart, it's in your spirit, I declare that God has called you to prosper, to go over and not go under. So I bless those of you today that want to get started in business. Ask God to give you favor. Ask God to give you godly partners, not 50-50 partners, but people that will invest into your business for this kingdom's sake. And I declare that you need to declare that I'm going to be in business so that I can finance the end time harvest. So I bless you now, and I bless all of you business people. I declare that God is at work in your life today. He's helping you today, setting up divine appointments, divine connections. And so we just declare, Lord, that we need you now. We need you now. I pray for every person that's having challenges in their lives. We just need you now. I just sense that sometimes we come to a place in the road. We come to a place in the road where we just say, what is going on in my life? I don't feel God anywhere. I don't know what's happening. It seems like my dreams are not coming to pass. It seems like that everything is turned upside down. But you must know that God is at work in your life. And I'm praying for you today that God will bless you and God will prosper you. And that even though you may not understand where you're at or what's going on, that you will follow Proverbs chapter 3 that says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean your own understanding. And all of it, will your ways acknowledge him as he directs your path. And so we just declare, Lord, that we need you now. I really love this song, and I'm going to play it for you right now. And then I'm going to be back to pray some more here on BPN Radio. And this song simply says, I need you now. And I just believe there's some people, they just need the Lord right now. So why don't you say, Lord, I need you now. I need you now. Would you come and help me? Welcome to BPN Radio on a Wednesday. Dale Gentry here praying with you.
Lord, I want your peace. Lord, I want your power. Lord, I want your joy. Lord, I need your fire. Come into my heart. Make your presence known. I need your Holy Spirit. Can't make it on my own. God, I need you. I need you now. What must I do to have you live in me? I'll change my ways. Lord, you'll see. I can't erase the past, can't undo one thing, but God, I'll serve you if you will be my king. God, I need you. I need you now. What good would it be to gain the whole world? Soul. When you paid such a price to make me whole. By your blood my chains were broken. By your blood I'm free. Lord, won't you come and
open door. I squandered your blessings, Lord, and still ask for more. Open my eyes, I've been too blind to see just how much I needed your mercy on me. God, I need you. I need you now. What good would it be to gain the whole world and lose my soul? When you paid such a price to make me whole. By your blood, my chains were broken.
That song, I Need You Now. Lord, we need you now. Thank you for listening to VPN Radio. Dale Gentry here on a Wednesday. And if you'd like to donate to VPN Radio, you can go to www.vpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page. There's a place to donate, make a contribution, either by check or by PayPal or by credit card. Thank you for making a contribution. Thank you for investing in VPN Radio. Tell your friends across America and around the world, we're on every day, all day, around the clock, around the globe, your 24-hour internet prayer station. So thankful to have you listening in. We speak a blessing on all you business people out there, and we just bless you now, and we know that God has called you to help finance the end-time harvest, and we just have business people from across America and around the world that are represented here on BPN. Belmont, North Carolina, Laguna Niguel, California, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Concord, California, Chillicothe, Ohio, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Pontoon Beach, Illinois, Monroe, Louisiana, San Marcos, Texas, Clewiston, Florida, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Elgin, Texas, West Columbia, Texas, Bethel, Vermont, Rockwall, Texas, Sand Springs, Oklahoma, Montgomery, Texas, and Gig Harbor, Washington, Columbia, Missouri, Baytown, Texas, San Diego, California, Chula Vista, California, Concord, California, Austin, Texas, Edmonds, Washington, Stockton, California. I'm just calling out cities that are represented by business people here on BPN. South Royalton, Vermont, Fridge, Texas, Ellettsville, Indiana, Wellington, Florida, Delta, Colorado, Lake Worth, Florida, Kampala, Uganda, Dinuba, California, Quinlan, Texas, Humble, Texas, Tyler, Texas, Asheville, Ohio, Grove City, Ohio, Irving, Texas, and we have Clinton, South Carolina, Gastonia, North Carolina, Grove City, Ohio. Thank you for listening, all you businessmen and women. We bless you right now. We pray that God will prosper you because we need you now and expand you and encourage you today. you know, we all need some encouragement. And I'm so thankful to have you listening in today so that we can encourage one another. If you want to send me a letter of encouragement, you can just send it to letspray america@gmail.com. Letspray america@gmail.com. And that will be a personal email address for me. And if you'd like to have Jim Wege's faith declarations, we'll send you a copy of those. And because we believe in making our faith declarations today. Well, here I am praying for you, and I'm going to pray for those of you that are seeking direction for your life. You're seeking the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life. And, you know, as a prophetic voice for all of these years, I'm now in my, Jean and I are now in our 50th year. This year is our 50th year of ministry. We've actually been in ministry for 48 years. We'll be 49 years in ministry this summer, but entering our 50th year of ministry. And people are always wanting to know about the will, plan, and purpose of God for their lives. So I'm going to pray right now that the will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God will be done in your life. And there's so many people, they just don't know the will of God. But I believe, after all these years, that the Holy Spirit desires to show you the way that you must go. And, you know, sometimes he speaks directly to us. Sometimes he speaks through another person, and that needs to, of course, that always needs to be confirmed. Sometimes he speaks to us through Scripture. Sometimes he speaks to us through that still small voice. Sometimes he just speaks to us by putting things in our heart. But I know there are those of you out there today that are listening. You say, I just don't know really what the will of God is for my life. And I've been making all these plans, but I'm not sure they're right. And, you know, the Bible does say that a man makes his own plans, but it's the Lord that directs his steps. And so I pray today for you. I pray, Lord, for every person that is listening to BPN Radio on this Wednesday. I pray, Lord, that you will give them guidance and direction for their lives, for today, for this year. Those that are seeking you with all of their heart. And I know that you said in your word that if we seek you with all of our heart, that you would hear and respond, that if we would call unto you, that you would answer and show us great and mighty things that we do not know. And so we just declare in Jesus' name that you are at work in our lives, and we trust you with all of our hearts, and we will not lean to our own understanding. So let me give you a scripture. I know that has helped a lot of people. The Bible says in Acts chapter 15, the Bible said concerning apostles there, concerning Paul and Judas and Barnabas and Silas and those that were in Antioch, Syria, and Sicily, the Bible said that one way that they found the will of God was that it seemed good to us. Then it says further in Acts 15, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit. And then it said it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. And so there are three levels there. It seemed good to us. There are some times that the Holy Spirit would just let us make a choice for our lives. And we follow that inner peace. And some, you know, one time Jean and I were seeking God's will for our lives. And our spiritual mother said to us, concerning where we're going to live. And she came back. She started to make a pot of coffee. She just came back and she said, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, it doesn't care where you live. So then it seemed good to Jean and I where we wanted to live. And before the dawning of the next day, we were on our way to the place where we had a peace to live. It seemed good to us. And we lived there for 6 or 7 years. So, sometimes the Holy Spirit just lets us make the decision with some counsel, which is always good to get some counsel. In fact, let me just say this. In my own life, I never make a major decision unless I run it by the two men that I'm accountable to. I've made myself accountable. Even though I'm in my 50th year of ministry, there are two men that have over 100 years of ministry combined. You know, the Bible said there are many teachers, but there's not very many fathers. And every one of us, every one of you need a spiritual father or fathers in your life that will help confirm what the Holy Spirit, what you believe the Holy Spirit is saying to you, or what really seems good to you. And so the Bible said it seemed good to us, and it seemed good to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will just speak to us about what he wants us to do. I was pastoring a church in Oklahoma City. After 8.5 years, I was walking down the road. I heard the Holy Spirit say, your assignment is over here. You brought this church as far as you can take it, and you're going to leave. I asked him where I was going. He didn't tell me at that moment. But I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me. So it seemed good to the Holy Spirit that Gene and I moved from Oklahoma City in 1985 to Rockwall, Texas, where we began a new season. And it really opened the door, that one geographical location, church and people group helped open the door for us and the pastor of that church to many nations of the world. So it seemed good to the Holy Ghost. And then the third option was it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. And so sometimes, you know, it just may, it really needs to for us to have a peace about the situation. Sometimes the Holy Spirit just lets us be in on the situation. And, you know, I gave a prophetic word one time to a man that he was going to live in a certain house. And he said, well, I don't like that house. I don't want to live in that house. Well, so it seemed good to the Holy Ghost, but it didn't seem good to him. So it needs to seem good to the Holy Ghost and to us. I know that when God called me to preach, he said, son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel? Now, I believe I still could have gone to heaven without preaching the gospel. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost for me to preach the gospel, but it also needed to seem good to me and to my wife, Jean. So there may be times in your life that the Holy Ghost will speak to you about a certain thing, and you just feel like, I can't do it now, or I won't do it now. It's not that God won't love you, that he won't care for you. There may be an alternate route. But sometimes it just needs to seem good to the Holy Ghost and to us. So even if you receive a prophetic word, it must seem good to you. That prophetic word must seem good to you. Now, I'm fixing to pray the will of God be done in your life, because I believe that God wants to give you direction today. And let me just say to you that concerning the will of God for your life, you need to have a peace about whatever you do. And if it's a major decision, you need to have it confirmed by a spiritual father, your pastor. And you also need to have it confirmed by your companion. If it's a move, you need to have it confirmed by your children. I know of people that get, particularly people in the ministry, they just get up and go somewhere without the confirmation of their husband or their wife, particularly their wife, and even without the confirmation of their children. I know of one pastor years ago, he got up and resigned his church. He hadn't even talked to his children about it. He said, we're going to leave the church. I'm resigning as pastor. We're going to move. And his children broke out into tears because he hadn't even consulted with them about it. Their future was at stake. Their friends were at stake. So if you're making a major transition, a major move, you need to pray with your companion about that. They need to have a say-so about it. Your children need to have a say-so about it, about where you're going to move. And if you're going to be changing churches, your children, they need to have a say-so about that. And so we need to be consulting one another. And so it not only may seem good to us in the Holy Ghost, but does it seem good to our husband or good to our wife in changing jobs? Does it seem good to our children to make a geographical move, moving them out of one school into another school? You know, finding the will of God the purpose of God needs to be peace-led. And many times I make decisions by the peace in my heart, in my spirit. I never forget, I went to Louisiana years ago, and I had a piece about going and ministering at this particular church. And after a few days of revival meetings, the pastor came and said, "Dale, would you consider staying a few more days?" So I went and prayed. I didn't get a word from God on whether to stay or go, but I had a release. Had a piece about that, a release to stay. Great meetings followed, and he came to me again after several more days and said, "Would you stay a little while longer?" And when I began to pray, I had no release or no peace to stay. So many times, if I cannot find guidance or direction, I follow my peace. Do I have a peace to go, to stay? Do I have a peace about buying that piece of property? Do I have a release, or do I have am I released to not buy that? And so let's just follow the peace of God. Father, I pray right now, I pray for people that are seeking guidance and direction in Jesus' name. I pray for the peace of God to be upon them. Lord, I pray that you would speak to them if you have a direct word concerning the direction they're to take for their lives. I pray, Lord, that it would not only seem good to you, but would seem good to them. And I know that you're a very patient God. And I know that you don't love us any less if we just say, "You know, I really believe the Lord wants me to do that. I just don't know if I can do that." So you might hesitate, but I pray for special grace upon you right now. And I pray that for you, if you're not hearing the voice of the Lord concerning a direction for your life, concerning a decision, that you will consult with your pastor, with the spiritual father, mother in your life, that you will consult with those you're accountable to, that you will consult with your husband or your wife, that you will consult with your children or your parents. And I believe there is safety in the multitude of counsel, not necessarily direction, but there's certainly safety there. So I pray for you. I pray that God will help you make the right choices, the right decisions, that you will listen to the right voices in Jesus' name. So I pray for you right now, those of you that are wanting to make decisions about your life, about your marriage, about your home, about your job, about your business. I trust that these insights, these revelation notes have helped you. In Jesus' name, I pray for you now. Why don't you just take a few moments to anoint your ears, to anoint your eyes. Just put your hand on your ears and say, "Holy Spirit, open my ears that I may hear your voice. Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me." Put your hand on your heart and just say, "Lord, open my heart that I might receive instruction, that I might receive wisdom, that I might receive revelation concerning the decisions that I need to make in life." In Jesus' name, why don't you spend a few moments waiting on him, listening to him? Lord, we just pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done concerning people making the right decisions, the right choices here on BPN Radio. BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Lord, we just pray for people around the clock to make right choices. And we pray right now also for people that are in a situation and it seems like there is no way out. No way out. And people that seemingly are locked into a job that you don't see any way out. You've got a number of years of seniority, or you don't know, you've made a commitment to be there. Maybe you've signed a contract. Maybe you don't have another trade at this moment. You just feel really trapped. You just feel like there's no way out. I just pray grace over you. Grace, grace, grace. And I pray for those of you that are in a marriage that you're very unhappy and you're very unfulfilled. There may be abuse. There may have been adultery there. There may have been disloyalty, dishonor. And maybe you just made the wrong decision concerning your marriage. You didn't listen to right voices. You didn't listen to counsel. Whatever it may be, you just feel like, you know, I'm in a situation, and I know that God can change my husband, or God can change my wife. But right now, I just feel trapped. I feel all alone. I feel that there's nothing I can do about the situation except pray and hope. And maybe you've prayed and you've hoped, and there may appear to be nothing happening, nothing working. I pray for you right now, and I just ask God to give you grace in Jesus' name. Maybe you live in a city that you're not comfortable in, or a neighborhood where you feel unsafe, but you don't have any finances to get out of that situation. I pray grace over you and ask God to help you. And maybe you are in a business that is not working, not fitting for you, but you've got too much invested in that business to turn around. I speak grace over you. Maybe you are confined to a prison cell, and you're there for long term, and every day seems so long, and at night you wish for the day, and day you wish for the night, and you feel confined there. You feel trapped, which you are, and some days you just feel like there is no hope. I mean, what do I have to live for? And there are those of you today that I'm praying grace over, as well as those that are confined. I pray grace over your pain situation. You have a pain cycle that seemingly never is broken, and you just feel like, am I ever going to get out of this pain cycle? I just wake up in pain. I go to sleep at night in pain. I speak grace over you now. There are someone that I'm praying for today that you're confined to a certain geographical location because you need to take care of someone, maybe someone that is homebound. I pray for grace. Maybe you have some type of phobia that has caused you to be homebound. I pray for grace over you today. I pray for grace over every situation, and I ask God to come and minister to you now. Grace, grace, and more grace in Jesus' name. Here's Martin Smith. He's gonna sing about it. And so I just ask the Holy Spirit to minister to you right now in Jesus' name.
I was lost when you found me here. You pulled me close and held me near. And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the King of Love. You gave me wings so I could fly, and gave me a song to color the sky. And all I have is all from you, and all I want is all of you. It's grace. days when I've walked away. Too much to carry, nothing left to say. Forgive me, Lord, when I'm weak and lost. You traded heaven for a wooden cross. And all these years you've carried me. You've been my eyes when I couldn't see. And beauty grows in the driving rain. The oil of gladness in the times of pain. Your grace.
We just pray. We just pray for grace today for those people in difficult situations, Lord. The peace of God. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Thank you, Martin Smith.
When you found me here, you pulled me close and held me near. And I'm a fool. Still you love. I'll be a fool for the King of Love.
I just speak grace, Lord. I just speak grace over those that needs extra grace today, that are confined, trapped, seemingly no way out, no hope. I speak grace right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I also pray today for those that are listening to BPN Radio that have made wrong choices. You made bad choices. And you just say, I just live in this state of regret because I know that I did not make a right choice. And sometimes one wrong choice can take a day to recover or a week to recover. Or a month to recover. Sometimes the window of recovery can last for years and years. And so I pray for those of you today here on BPN Radio that you feel like you've made a wrong choice and you've paid over and over again for the wrong choice that you made. I pray for the special grace of God, the incredible favor of God, to be upon your life, to give you the grace to live out whatever vow you've made, whatever commitment you've made, even though it seems to be the wrong choice. I ask God to give you grace, grace and more grace. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Would you just spend a few moments just praying with me here on this Wednesday on BPN Radio? You know, there are so many voices out there. There's so many decisions. There's so many options. There's so much going on. There's so much noise out there. Millions of books to read. hundreds of thousands of movies at your disposal, so many television networks and radio networks and so many Facebook friends to follow and so many people to tweet and so many messages, to text messages to send, so many calls coming in, so much on the internet. My God, there are so many voices. Life can become so complicated. So complicated that we can get lost in the maze and we can get so disturbed about what's going on in life, what's happening in our government, what's happening in our future economic situation or whatever it may be. Life can get overwhelming. That's why we have to take time. We need to take time at the start of the day, spending time alone with the Holy Spirit, saying, Lord, there's so much noise out there. There's so many things going on. May I not get lost in the crowd? May I not get lost in the crowd? May my priorities not be turned upside down, topsy-turvy. Help me, Lord, to have direction for my life. Help me, Lord, not to be lost in the maze of confusion. Lord, I pray for people today. I'm going to pray in the Spirit right now. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name that there will be peace in your heart, peace in your spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us, Lord. Fill us up. Fill us up, I pray. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Can you lay aside all of the projects, all of the things that's going through your mind, all the decisions you feel like you need to make, all everything that can be so cumbersome around you? Can you pause and just say, Holy Spirit, speak to me. I want to spend time with you. I worship you, Jesus. I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, Jehovah Shalom, minister to those that are praying with me today. I just speak peace to your spirit. Whether you believe in speaking in tongues, having a prayer language, or not, just receive the ministry of the Holy Ghost. If you've not been baptized in the Holy Ghost with speaking in tongues, that prayer language that the Holy Spirit wants to give you, I just pray that you'll receive right now. Just say, Lord, I want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I want to be baptized in your Holy Spirit. And just begin to thank him for that. And allow that prayer language that's right inside of your belly just to come up, come right out of your mouth. And you can just have a prayer language that will just edify, exhort you, and be a blessing to you praying in the Spirit. Building up your most holy faith, Jude said, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you today here on BPN Radio. And we're not trying to think of anything to say. You say, well, you're praying around the world and you don't have a lot to say right now. No, I'm just praying with you. I'm just praying with you. I'm just praying with you. Sikora Briata. This is our friend Courtney Vandiver, Piera plays on the cello. A lady that's been nominated for a Grammy this year, as she plays that comforting Holy Ghost music. Would you just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now? Would you just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt your name, Jesus. We declare here on BPN Radio that you are high and lifted up. We need your help today. Give us this day our daily bread. We need your help today. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you, Lord. Whatever we may be facing today, whatever may be going on in our life, we trust you, Lord. We trust you with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, Lord, minister peace to those listening right now. Just minister peace to them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Well, thank you for praying with me today here on BPN Radio on this Wednesday. Trust you'll have a good day. Next week, January the 15th, I'm going to be sharing prophetic words like I've been doing since 1990, sharing prophetic words, what I see coming to America, what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. I'll be rehearsing some things that I've been giving over the years for the past 25 years. And so I trust that you'll be tuning in on January the 15th. Actually, I want you to tune in every day here on BPN Radio. Thank you for listening today. Trust you'll have a great day today. I'll be back tomorrow at this same time, anytime.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.